Hey. Hey. What up? This is Cooling with the Jameses, episode 5. I'm Corey James.
Yo, what up?
World, you know who it is. I'm Joshua James.
JJ in the building. We got Silent Mike.
There's a reason why he's silent.
So what it is, world, what it is, what it is. How you guys been? I've been pretty good. Thanks for asking. I always appreciate when they ask. It's madness. It shows they were brought up right.
I mean, I still kind of hope that we're not really talking to nobody. You know, I hope people are listening to us, man. I really hope people are listening to us. So, what's up, guys? What's up, Mike?
What's
yeah.
up,
Josh? What's up?
So, what's up, Mike?
What's up? Nothing.
How's life, dude?
Chill.
What do you think about life?
I love it.
Right now.
I love
at
life.
This very moment.
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
In what kind of way?
I already did.
Oh, good answer.
Right, fuck your life and make lemons, dog.
Exactly, but you paint that shit gold.
That's
son.
My mantra.
Paint that shit gold.
Y'all pussy niggas eating the lemons. Why would you eat lemons? Alright. So, guess what, motherfuckers? Just saw the Superman movie a little bit ago. And we got a couple theories why he's so strong.
Or maybe it's not a theory, it's a
fact.
Oh,
it's just how it's explained?
Yeah.
Okay, motherfucker, it is explained how he's so strong. The gravity on Krypton is so much stronger than here on Earth. So if we move to Mars, which has a weaker gravity than here, we could, in theory, become super people.
Yeah, basically in a nutshell.
Mix some genetics with that? Super people that look like motherfucking wolves.
And we'd be alien when we inhabit another fucking... So we'd be the ones alien. So, like, say if there was something living there, saw us, like, what the fuck? Damn.
And then we'd kill him. We'd kill him or take him to experiment on him.
And we're like, damn.
America.
We're just human beings. We come from the planet Earth. Damn. But
that'd be trippy to go.
I always thought it wanted, dude. If like, I would think that would be dope to go to fucking Mars. Like, if that would happen in our lifetime, holy shit, would do that. I would take that chance and move to Mars if it was livable.
I wonder if I would.
And if it was ready, hell yeah.
It was ready, but yeah, but you gotta imagine it's like when you go there. Yeah, I mean, I would, but I feel like the first fucking couple generations would just be like, oh. Well, we're here. Let's make sure we're as safe as possible.
And you just had to...
A couple generations in, though, they're out there exploring and shit. They got new technology so they could fucking just hang out.
Yeah. But, I mean, you kind of have to rebuild.
You got... Yeah, we basically got to build our own ozone layer on that bitch.
Shit, man. That would be crazy. We'd have to, like, take a special tool with us so we'd be able to still build the way we could build on Earth.
You know they're building a giant space station.
Are they really doing that shit?
Yeah, it's a intercontinental space station.
So, they started it?
Yeah, they started it. It's actually being built right now. It's going to be super huge. So, you know, only the richest of the rich, so people from Dubai and white people with blonde hair and blue eyes and Bill Gates' family will be there.
Dubai.
And basically, I didn't know this until a little while ago. You can cold weld things in space. So, if you have two pieces of metal, you can just push them together in space and they'll be welded together because of the heat and the fucking coldness of space.
What if that's safe? Is that safe?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how they build shit out there.
Fucking hand, fucking melted, molded, whatever the fuck.
Well, your hand won't meld.
Yeah, that's
metal on metal.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Though that just
got metal gloves on. My tank's only got like half an hour on it.
It's not that sturdy. Anyways, it probably is though.
Damn, man, going. If you were in space without your mask on,
should we cut the music?
Yeah.
Cut the music.
Music,
if you're in space without your mask on, basically, your face will explode. You explode the lack of oxygen. And half your body would just keep on freezing. The other half would burn. The other half would burn. That's trippy as hell.
Damn. I wonder how it would be without all those rich people. Because basically, all those rich people that right now are the fucking people who are basically running this shit.
You know, they're building a place outside Detroit, a community where only the upper echelon niggas who have just too much money can live outside Detroit on an island. They're building that to raise Detroit's worth besides actually putting money into Detroit.
Yeah. Damn.
That's some shit. That's how the space station will be. That's how life on Mars will be.
I don't know if I'd want to be that crazy rich. I don't, dude. That's just like
too much.
That's
too much money.
That's too much.
That's all I was trying to give you a thumbs up earlier. I was like, you want to listen to music during the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Test it out real quick.
Yeah. We never done it before.
We could test it out.
Never done it with it.
Yeah. But, what were you saying?
I don't know what I was saying, but. I saw something that I went to go see, I forgot what movie, but it was about, it had like Matt Damon in it and shit, and only
when he
richest,
has like that robot fucking,
the richest of like the rich people will go live on, not on the moon, but somewhere,
it's like a space station or something,
it's like a space station basically, and they would live there, and they said there's no war, no cancer, only peace at this place, you know, and then back down on Earth, it's havoc, and people are, like, you know, trying to survive and shit.
And that's exactly how it would be.
Yeah.
That is exactly that, which is fucking trippy and scary. Because, you know, like, once the rich people go and everybody is at, like, the same.
Yeah.
The rich people are going to take everything of any substance. So they're going to leave nothing for, like, normal people. And it just turned into a... What's that movie where fucking Denzel Washington, the nigga's blind?
And he's a Washington?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's blind, he's walking, and he's like a man of God and shit.
Book of Eli.
Motherfucker, it'll be just like Book of Eli, dog.
Yeah, that shit's fucking crazy, man. Holy shit, Book of Eli? That movie, Mike, have you seen Book of Eli?
Nope.
Dude, that movie's badass.
That is a good ass movie.
And then, dude, Denzel's fucking such a beast. He's a super beast. Like, dude, this is some music that
have
I
you seen Safe
describe.
House?
Yeah.
He's nice in that movie too.
Hell yeah, he's nice.
I think he's always got a plan.
That's your place? How big is it?
It's got a front, that's the front area right there. And then this side, kind of like a small, but it's enough. Like a green room, pretty big, big one. And then the room in the back, pretty big.
Yeah.
Damn. That's pretty dope, dude.
I wonder how much those actors get paid.
That's pretty sick, dude. That's
millions
actually really cool.
Millions.
Place. It's really cool.
I really
like he's that kind of money.
Yeah.
More California. In California, Kate, like, hate moody. Oh, yo, you been watching Californication?
No.
Motherfucker.
I haven't got on it.
Hank Moody is my life coach. New girl every episode. And then the old girls come back. What does he do? He smokes weed. He writes some shit.
Does he still fuck his ex-wife?
I haven't seen season 6, but I'm pretty sure that's that North Star.
Damn.
That compass.
So that's the living room? That's pretty dope, dude. You got the room and shit? Mike's moving into a new spot. Where at?
It's like 27.
Oh, dope, dude. That's really close.
Okay, it is really close.
That's fucking sick. How much is that?
Dude, it's only 375.
How much? Holy shit, dude.
Right?
That's fucking awesome.
It's so much better than two blocks down over here.
It's so much better.
So it's only 450 square feet on the inside, but it's still really weird, like.
What else is there to it?
It's like back there.
So it's just a little one bedroom?
Yep.
That's dope, dude. That's so cheap and awesome. That's so awesome. So are you gonna be moving there? Like, or are you still in the process?
I'm in the process because, like, the dude. Basically, I need to get from my last apartment.
Yeah.
I need to fill out a form of, you know, it's just like a verification of me living there and paying my rent. So I'm waiting for that.
Damn. That's not bad though. I mean, hopefully that won't take long.
Yep. And then, like, He said if I can get it done today, in afternoon, whatever, but it's like, I don't know their email. They don't even have like an email.
Oh.
And I'm sure they do, but they don't have it on their website, just a number, so I don't really know what to do. So I got like a credit score or a credit check.
Oh, yeah. That's always.
Just so that, as he said, I could do that also, so I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for like two different things. Kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah, it's a long process.
I just want to be moved in already. I
know, dude. You get so excited when you just fucking get something new. Like, yeah.
I love moving into new places.
It's pretty dope.
But I don't unpack fully for fucking weeks, man.
Moving fucking sucks, though. Like, just moving your furniture and shit.
Yeah.
Well, dude, my last place was, I was on second story. That shit sucks.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The couches and the TVs.
The TV.
Oh, really? Even, like... Okay, I thought it was,
That's for the couch and the table, but I did everything else. Especially moving out, I did it on the last night.
Do you still have those couches?
They were Stacy's.
Oh, they were Stacy's? Yeah. Damn, she got them moved in and everything.
Yeah, you can move out.
Damn, but she, did she pay? Like, or did her parents help, like, pay?
For what?
I don't know, did they, like, some people I know, their parents just pay for their shit. Like, I went to this one chick's house, like, a long time back in, like, freshman year.
I think she paid for most of her shit. I think her parents helped her out with the furniture, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents got this furniture for me.
Yeah, see, my parents did that too. Like, they let me... Well, they let me some shit. They didn't really buy furniture.
See, if I move in, this is what I'm gonna have. A TV, my bed,
and a dresser.
I got, like, all the kitchen shit, but... I don't have anything. Like, couches, because she had a couch and table, so I didn't have to worry about getting a couch.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been looking at Craigslist.
For some furniture?
Yeah.
Dude, one time I got a free couch, actually. On,
Really?
On Craigslist, yeah. You got a free couch?
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen shit like that.
You just gotta go at the right, on the right.
All I did was, I put a sheet on it, but I mean, it looked pretty clean. But I just put a sheet on it.
I mean, I'm pretty picky with when it comes to, like, furniture, like, they have to sit on, because, like, you know, who it came from. Because it could come from a really nasty house, and, like,
yeah. No, I mean, this dude, this couch is actually, they lived in an apartment.
You can
so we had to go pick it up from the place.
Watch, I'm going to go to free, and I'm going to tell you what's on it.
Like, yeah, there'll be some shady shit on Craigslist. Or some of the best shit you have ever seen in your life. I got to start using it to sell some stuff, because...
What's that?
What are you looking at?
It's TV? Sony big screen, dude. Like,
oh, that thing's huge.
How large is the screen?
It's like one of those old big screens.
Oh, one of those box screens?
Yeah.
They're just giving away?
High projection. Yeah, free.
I wonder if it's broken, though.
It says
no, it's just, it's because it doesn't have the HDMI cord.
Yeah.
And pawn shops won't take TVs that don't have HDMI cords on them.
Really? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because no one wants to buy them.
No, not at all.
That's why I don't.
No one will buy that shit.
Big ass TV, though.
I guess you can watch videos. Like, fucking tapes.
Old tapes,
yeah.
Some VHS tapes.
Yeah, some VHS tapes.
Alright, man, let me watch Batman Begins. Batman Legends. I don't know those
Batman
ones.
Yeah, whatever the one. The one with, like, Michael Keaton.
The bad ones, yeah. Basically, to me.
Great couches.
Yeah, dude, you can find, but how do those look?
To be honest with you, they don't look bad, but saying that they're outside, shitty.
Like, what time my mom lived? Oh, sorry, go ahead. Okay.
This guy get that shit steam cleaned. You'll be.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Yeah, get that shit steam cleaned. Find a free couch, get that steam cleaned, and you should be gold.
Steam cleaned?
They don't have anything.
Yeah, like your carpets.
Yeah, that's true. Like mine was a it had a fold out bed too. So like if anybody wanted to crash, I would just pull that shit out. I had two couches. Yeah, you know the one that you sat on like at that apartment. That was in the kitchen, or in the, you know where the table was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that couch. That couch was for free.
Wait, the one on which apartment?
I know. Like, you went there when I wasn't living there?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember you telling me that, actually. I was thinking about having some, like, futon or some sort of couch that comes out so when people want to crash. Or just a really comfortable ass couch.
Yeah, it was actually pretty comfy, dude.
Do you get a couch too comfortable? everybody's just gonna fall asleep on that shit.
Yeah, my seriously. Couch,
whenever anybody drinks, they fall asleep on that shit.
Dude, that shit is so, that shit is nice. But I mean, it gets hot. Fuck. That material is hot as fuck. And the weather
gets hot as fuck. It gets hot as hell in here. Yeah.
At yeah, about, like my palms are super sweaty right now.
From 11 to about 6 p.m., it's hot in this house just because it's breaking out of a swamp cooler.
See, these people so got these fans. To pay money for
I keep
AC.
The fans in my hat or in my room because, hey, nigga, I gotta sleep.
Yeah.
Can't sleep if it ain't cold enough.
Let's get cool.
Real niggas sleep when it's real cold and you go.
Dude, I love sleeping when it's fucking cold, man. I cannot stand being hot. Like this one bitch, I don't know, she's actually Adrian's friend. Like we'd go over and we'd go kick it at her house.
Oh, I see. I see where this is going.
What?
You Adrian, their friend?
No. No, and her boyfriend would be there and shit. And we'd just be kicking it, drinking, and like we'd pass out. And then she would turn the fucking heater on. Man.
When you're drinking too, it's just like, damn.
Yeah.
Do you want
me
to be
and Adrian and her boyfriend were like, what the fuck?
Wait, what?
Yeah, she would just turn the heater on, dude.
This bitch like a sauna hot.
Yeah, she was always fucking cold. She needed the heater on for everything. And we, dude, I'd be dying in sweat. And
I'd be pissed.
And
I gotta have it cold in my house. Like,
we just turned it. We turned it down, man. We could not do it. We could not do it.
Bold in somebody else's house? Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
It's gotta be cold.
Yeah, I don't think so.
To be cold. You have to use a blanket.
We're in Arizona. If anybody likes the hot, just open the door.
Crack your
window. Just let the real air come inside and see what it like.
Yeah, come on, fucking.
Do that for 2 minutes. You'll
95
be okay.
Degrees outside. Fucking hotter than that, actually. Like 100, 101, 102.
Open the door for 10 seconds. Fuck a 30 minutes of AC, nigga.
Fuck. Yeah. Basically. Keep your shit closed.
Ain't allowed on my front door and my refrigerator open at the same time, nigga.
Damn, we need, like, trees that cover the house, man. That's what you need.
Alright, those trees used to be good in the fall.
Need some trees to cover that sun. Provide some shade. It's just hot.
Need some clouds.
Are you still looking for couches?
Tucson don't know nothing about no clouds.
Yeah, like fringes.
Yeah. In the summertime, no, there's fucking no clouds.
Yeah, huh? Well, not until like technically monsoon season starts July or June 15th.
But look, so.
why do we have to have a season just to have some clouds?
Actually, you know what? There were clouds actually last week. I remember.
Some storms coming.
Yeah, because it started actually getting pretty windy outside. And I saw there was like lightning and shit over like towards. I don't know, South Tucson.
Watch. So today it's sunny, it sucks. It's a good day.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Also the longest day of the year.
Wow. So you could skate. That's why. You could skate all day.
Alright, so tomorrow is supposed to be cloudy. Sunday is supposed to be cloudy. Earlier it told me Monday was going to be cloudy, but now it says Monday is going to be sunny. But so tomorrow, look for some clouds. And cloud is 104 still, 106 on Saturday.
Damn, son. Skating or...
Y'all didn't know Silent Mike was a meteorologist, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta wait.
While y'all sleeping.
Yeah, what are you guys thinking about?
Anyone can be a meteorologist.
Not what Mike's thinking about.
You gotta know the weather, you know?
you're always meteors. Gotta check the weather.
When is it gonna rain?
Dude, honestly...
Those people that... fucking chase tornadoes are the craziest motherfuckers.
Those people, man.
It's like, why, nigga? Why can't you just get 9 to 5? Why you gotta chase tornadoes?
And then when you think they're like close enough, they're not satisfied. Yeah. They're like, no, man, I gotta get closer.
Oh, man, when you think they're not close enough, they zoom out on the camera and you're like, wow, this nigga is actually farther away than I thought. This nigga ain't really even chasing tornadoes. He's just driving by tornadoes.
Yeah. He's pretty far from it still. But that shit is like when they zoom out though, that shit is huge.
Yeah, dude.
That shit is huge.
I mean, someone's gotta do it.
Those motherfuckers are risky. And all those dudes that are like deep sea fishing.
Hey, we need those people though, cause hey, why are we even talking
but
about
just saying, those
going
are...
to places like Mars and going to other planets if we don't even know the full capabilities of our planet.
We don't. We don't know what's fucking.
We don't know what's deep in the ocean. We can find something in the ocean that can power our planet forever.
Dude, there's so many species in the ocean. So many more species than there are on Earth.
You mean on the surface?
Yeah, on the surface. Sorry, on the surface. Yes. There's so many more fucking crazy shit out there. Like, honestly, there's these
That's
fish.
Gotta include insects and shit. Yeah. Is there insects underwater?
There's
fucking
some
plankton
shit.
And plankton and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Bacteria?
Yeah, man. Deep sea is nothing to fuck with.
Dude, honestly, I was watching this show called Curiosity. And that was also on, like, the Science Channel. And our body is so, like, completely filled with germs all over our body, dude.
Yeah, did you know?
That's all we are, is just a lot of bacteria.
Did you know a person's phone has more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Yeah. Yeah, Adrian, actually, she told me that. She took a class, and she swiped her fucking phone, and she put it in a Petri dish, and that shit was disgusting.
Damn.
That shit was disgusting.
Yeah, but those are, like, bacteria that our body's, like, immune to and shit. It doesn't even really matter.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, some bacteria actually helps fight. It's like there's some sort of good bacteria.
Beneficial bacteria,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, beneficial. Poo particles? I don't know about those. Rubbing your eye after wiping your ass.
Pink eyes, news.
Yeah.
They say rubbing your...
You know what else I think is fucking super dirty, though? What? Gas station pumps.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers have to be disgusting.
They feel nasty. Anywhere where, like, people... touch all day long, every day. I'm always just like, yeah. And it always has a weirdest feel to it, so it's like,
yeah,
shit has just built up on it.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It just grows and grows, like
dead skin soap or something.
Ugh. Just a
playground
bunch of
water
shit.
Fountains.
Ooh,
those
gotta
be worse.
Because
if they piss down playground slides, you can only imagine what the fuck they do to those water fountains.
Yeah, try not to drink from those, really.
You know what else is fucking nasty? If you go into, like, park restrooms.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
I don't even know why people have to do that to park restrooms.
For real, man. Like, you can...
It's like, they just shit and get up, nigga.
It's an outhouse. Into a fucking hole in the ground that just sits there. Imagine being the fucking dude cleaning out... that has to clean out that bitch. What's going on? Call me. Oh, what's up? Kevin KG is at the door, ladies and gentlemen. We got another guest. Another guest is showing up to the door. Kevin KG, you've heard of him.
KG is in the building.
Yup. What up, KG?
Podcast Epo Seco. What's going on, everybody?
On that Sunny D. Yo, I saw what you posted on Twitter the other day.
About what?
My new rap name.
Oh, LSD.
LSD.
Oh.
That shit's dope.
Hey, yo, Kevin, while you're here, you should read this book.
This shit is so
gnarly. The Mission of Art
gnarly.
By Alex Gray.
I guess
Gray.
This would be the perfect time.
Yep. That shit is gnarly, man. That shit is gnarly. Dude, when I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, he thinks that life, like, everybody should trip out on psychedelics, dude. Everybody should trip out on psychedelics because it brings, yeah, all you do is see fucking reality for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do. And that's how you develop a higher consciousness.
I wish there was, like, someone that actually had, like, a, I mean, there is, you know, but, like someone that actually meant something to the world. The world doesn't give a fuck. I mean, Albert Einstein has proven points, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not with the use of drugs or anything, but. I was watching this comedian the other day who talked about how the world is nothing and this and that, and...
Keep going, dog. We're recording.
Oh, nothing. I was just checking out these mushrooms that I bought, speaking of psychedelics.
Sorry, pause. Kevin,
Kevin's
got some mushrooms. Pick them up. Yeah, but anyways, we're talking about how everyone should experience psychedelics. There it goes. Yeah, doesn't Sunny D helps that shit. It intensifies it.
Sunny D intensifies everything.
Intensifies your fucking taste buds.
Speaking of Sunny D, remember when Wiz wrapped on Kush orange juice and you were like, damn.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Nah, nigga, you didn't listen to Kush and OJ? That was one of the best mixtapes I've ever
Kush
heard
orange
in the
juice
last
was
five years.
I loved Kush and orange juice.
Oh, my bad. I heard something else. I heard Good Kushin.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good Kushin, man. That Future fucking hooks. Let's go get T-Pain, nigga. Why we gotta fuck with his kids?
Yeah.
I saw that one, dude. Fucking. Well, my question is whose is that?
That's yours if you want some.
I just wanna, you know, sprinkle something on it.
I think everyone got a bite of it. Did you get a bite of it, Mike? I got a bite of it. That shit's delicious.
Brownies from Mama Barbecue.
Yup, where CJ works.
Damn.
Anyways, Kevin, why are you saying you should read this? Because this dude also loves the trip off psychedelics. And look at this shit. Because this dude is also an author and a fucking artist. I guarantee these are his fucking drawings.
What's the book about?
It's called The Mission of Art. I've read a good portion of it. But basically, it's about finding the inner artist in yourself. And the inner artist is basically your third eye, the inner light, the part of you that's closest to God. So if you take all that, every time it says artist, for you, that's what
the book is about. And apply it to your craft, basically?
Apply it to any craft that you want to do.
Yeah.
This is just your life and your... The reason that I brought this book out, actually, is because our last podcast, we found a picture that is out of this book. And he didn't know I had this book. I saw that picture and I was like, what the hell, nigga?
Yeah, because I posted, anyways, what he said. Yeah. I don't have to explain it.
The picture looks really cool, though. I could tell.
That's third eye synergy, nigga.
That's that third eye. Dude, like, that's what's going on in your body. Like, your body is full of fucking energy. Your body, we're made up of the same atoms, hydrogen, and shit like that that is made up in fucking stars, dude. We're made of the universe, basically. That's what it is. We're just made of energy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we send out everything as energy.
I mean, Albert Einstein already explained it before. I mean,
E equals MC squared. Exactly, that's
how
it is.
How can we, like, think about that? Oh, E equals MC squared, but it's we never really actually know difficult. What it means. Like, everybody knows what it is, nobody knows what it means.
That just shows how dumb, like, society is now.
We broke down life to a formula.
Yeah, exactly. E equals MC squared.
So, Silent Mike, I got these, when I first got these were all the way full. I usually get them like in big bags, so it looks bigger. Yeah. But would you say if that's a full eighth? If this is like
Look at all the shape.
Is that a lot of shape?
Yeah. Dude.
How much does this weigh in shape? You think? Because it looks pretty heavy.
Oh, a lot.
I see shake of this in weed, and this is like a gram.
It might just be catching the.
Yeah, and it was really expensive too. But I was fiending so much, dude. You know, I've been telling you since like last week, dude. So I was man. Yeah.
Damn.
So many cops out too, dude. I mean,
really?
Yeah, not to sound reckless or anything, but these things take forever, so I was just trying to take them in as soon as possible.
Yeah, dude.
Quota season? Yeah, it's the 21st. They got 9 days.
Really? Starting today?
It's about that time.
Actually, I've seen quite a few people getting pulled over these past couple days. No, like, no lie, man. Holy shit.
Cops out for that quota.
I totally forgot about that.
Dude, usually I don't even think about the cops when I'm driving, and I don't even think about them when I have drugs on me or anything. But today, dude, it was just like, fuck, man. Like, why are they everywhere? And why?
I guess it's the quota, man.
It's the Maricopa County, Pima County cops. They just got nothing else to do.
Yeah. Trying to get people in trouble.
That's a lie. They got plenty of other shit to do. I don't know what's going on deep down inside that whole fucking mechanism that we call justice, nigga. But they ain't doing it right.
There is no justice.
Somebody that's in charge is giving a clear signal that, yo, we don't give a fuck about justice. It's just whoever pays us the most, they're going to get protected.
Damn.
You know what, nigga? I'm going to become a cop. And I'll be the best motherfucking cop anybody has ever met in their life. Shining. Accolades. Everywhere, nigga. They going to know me. I'm going to get free shit everywhere. I'm going to save kids. I'm going to save bitches. I'm going to save the mayor. I'm gonna say President Barack Obama, and then guess what? 20 years in, Corey has been peddling drugs, nigga. The whole time, this nigga's got guapo stacks.
Flipping that city.
And now, he's retired, and he's out by his own island.
Flipping that city.
Has anyone ever seen that website? It's
That's why you have cops that are paid by the cartel and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
There's this website. It's you can only access it through a browser that doesn't allow tracking to go through it.
Yeah.
And it's this interesting website called The Silk Road. And you enter it through this browser called Tor.
And yeah, basically what he does, it hides your IP address.
Yeah.
So there's no tracking involved. And once you get to this this place that won't show up on any other browser, it has this like list of drugs. It has other things like porn and stuff, but everyone's going there for the drugs.
Yeah.
And they just have everything like from LSD to fucking heroin.
Damn.
It's just, has reviews and everything, dude. Sometimes it doesn't make it. Like,
damn, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it's really interesting,
dude.
Mm-hmm. But
damn, you really can't get anything on the internet.
It uses a currency though.
Really?
Called bitcoins. I don't know.
Yes, I just actually heard about it. It's basically internet money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing about them is that they fluctuate daily. One day they'll be like $8, and the next day they'll be.
Yeah. How do you earn bitcoins exactly?
They started off like these like computer programmers or whatever the fuck these guys are called. Basically they paid them in a lot of their workers in bitcoins, and they were able to transfer that to actual currency, and then it started becoming a thing to where other people wanted to start buying and trading for it. And
damn.
But it fluctuates every day, so one day one bitcoin could be worth $8, and the next day it could be worth 100, which is good for the person that's selling and buying them. But if you're trying to buy your drugs and they cost like one bitcoin, one day they could be $8, and the next day they could be like 100. Fuck.
Damn, dude, that's crazy how somebody figured that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy how somebody figured that shit out.
There's not really a way to bring it down. It's like the Pirate Bay. It's like the Pirate Bay of drugs.
Damn.
And you know the guys from the Pirate Bay haven't been brought down. Well, I think they have, but it was years.
Site's still up.
Yeah, site has been up.
Yeah.
LimeWire got shut down. Remember LimeWire?
Oh, LimeWire died.
Motherfuckers.
That was just a walking virus, nigga.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So many fucked up computers.
Yeah, that was syphilis on a laptop.
Yep.
That fucked up. And it was just like, come on, man, I just want some songs. Trying to find songs on LimeWire.
Syphilis on a laptop.
Damn, like, look at this fucking picture, man. That shit's insane.
That's pretty much the picture for episode
4.
Or die.
Yep, dude, like, it's functioning and everything, man.
You've heard of, like, how the pineal gland has, like, its own its own lens in it.
And that shit is so small, dude. Your pineal gland is...
How's, like, the size? Like, a pinky nail, they said, or something?
Yeah, dude, it's super tiny. It's super tiny. This chapter 5...
Shinhan eyes.
Chapter 5 is called Illuminating Visions.
Let me talk about something. Did you ever watch Dragon Ball Z when you was a kid?
I saw you just going on crazy ass Dragon Ball Z talk on Twitter today.
I did.
Really?
Yeah. But
Wait. Tweets just straight up from this dude.
Alright, I'm gonna be real quick. If your favorite Dragon Ball Z characters aren't Future Trunks and Janemba, I don't fuck with you. That being said, did you used to watch Dragon Ball Z when you were a kid?
Yeah. Nigga, my favorite character was Vegeta.
Oh!
Yeah! Mine too,
what
son.
What I was saying was, because that nigga was pride, and that nigga was hard work and determination, nigga.
That dude got brought down by Goku. He's like, I'm the fucking prince.
But
the Saiyans.
Yo, nigga, let me tell you why Future Trunks is the G that you know he is today. Not like the GT Trunks that turned to a bitch because he had his dad and his family the whole life. That turned Super Saiyan at 7 that didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the nigga who's everybody he knew died, nigga. Everybody he knew died. He went back in time. Nigga, he went back in time and killed a nigga that they took 50 episodes to kill in 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Then he killed his father. He killed his father. And then he was stunned in front of his own mom and dad. And then he left, came back, and everybody was getting their ass whooped by these two motherfuckers. And he was like, yo, these ain't even the real motherfuckers, though.
For real.
And so he comes back, and then he goes in that hyperbolic type of machine, comes back, New Jack City, starts flexing his shit. And this is why he is really a G, nigga. He died. Cell killed him. And guess what? They wished him back, right?
Yeah.
They wished him back. But how the fuck does Shenron wish? How does Shenron bring back a nigga that didn't even exist yet?
That's fucking crazy.
This nigga
right?
is in the past.
That doesn't.
This nigga defying all kinds of logic.
Yep. Creating new fucking laws.
Y'all talk about Vegeta. All that nigga did was lose his whole life.
Yeah. So did actually. I liked Piccolo, but Piccolo lost.
That's because Piccolo was a nigga. That's true, nigga. Piccolo. What? Damn.
Piccolo always got his ass kicked, man.
Hey, there wasn't no Krillins though, or no Yamchas.
Krillin, man.
You don't want no Yamchas.
Krillin was funny as hell.
don't know, like, Command May was just that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
I used to believe that that shit was possible. I found out that that was just a king in Hawaii, nigga. Do you know that?
What, Command Man?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the person that brought together Hawaii as a single, like, little country, the entity as it was. His name was King Kamehameha. Wow. Nigga, way back when, like 1400s, probably sooner than that, a lot sooner than that.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
So, Kev.
Did you know that the people in South America were Africans? Africans with a K, nigga, the real spelling.
Africans?
Because they're making motherfucking pyramids, they had to be.
The people in South America?
Yeah. Making pyramids and shit? They had to be fucking descended straight from Africa. They could not have came from fucking Asia. They weren't making pyramids in Asia.
It's Carlos calling me, Mike.
There are too many similarities.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Alright, I'm gonna talk on the phone real quick. Continue though.
Got a phone call. I think there are too many similarities between African nations, like the whole country as a whole, the whole country, not just Egypt, the whole country, and fucking the Southern American, Central American nations. There are too many damn similarities for me to believe that they came from fucking, you know, migrating over the Bering Strait from Asia to, you know, chilling in Alaska and Canada and then finally coming down there. No, I think there were actually just some really, really smart motherfuckers in Africa way back when, and they sailed over, and they just started some shit, and then everybody was just forgot that they sailed over. Oh, that don't make sense to you?
You wildin', bro.
Dude, this is real.
Oh, man. I don't even know what to believe, dude.
That doesn't even sound plausible, is what you're saying?
Dude, nothing sounds possible in this world, dude.
The plausibilities are limitless.
There's an overwhelming force.
We believe in overwhelming force.
What was this again? I'm sorry. I'm back.
This is the podcast. It's cool with the James's episode 5, Epo Cinco.
Epo Cinco. That's what it is. Epo Cinco, hoes. Get it. Download it, subscribe it, bitches.
Tell somebody about it.
Write me out. Write fucking me out.
Maybe write a comment.
As we
speak. Actually, just send us a comment.
Because we honestly just don't want to be talking to nobody, to ourselves.
Yo, so what a fucking game yesterday, right?
Yeah, man, I watched
that. Yeah, dude, what a game. What a game.
I wasn't going for neither, so I wasn't ready.
Dude, but it was, it was such a good series,
The maddest motherfucker in the building is T-Mac. He was 5 seconds away from a championship ring in game 6. Five seconds. Ray Allen made that 3. And it was just all downhill from there. Damn, nigga. That nigga will never get a ring. Yeah.
Charles Barkley status.
He's one
but
of
not,
the
not Charles Barkley status at all, really.
Even his cousin Vince Carter got a ring.
Yeah. Dude, he had Yeah, exactly. He was fucking sick.
Yeah, remember when they were young?
McGrady was my favorite player back in the day.
Damn, nigga, they cousins.
Yeah, that's why they both got bounced.
Played together on the blacktop.
Uh-huh.
Remember blacktops when you were a kid?
Nope.
You remember blacktop?
Wait, blacktops?
Yeah, like at recess, nigga, the fucking court, wherever they put all the fucking tetherball courts, nigga, the blacktop. You know they call it blacktop?
I don't know. I never heard it.
Those are also the name of Felly's bong, so watch out for the blacktops.
Yeah, blacktops.
But I'm actually talking about...
Good transition.
All right.
But anyways, what were we...
Where is he? Anyways, is he in Oregon?
He's in Oregon now.
Yeah, dude, he's on a fucking gnarly-ass bike trip. Shout out to Felly, Alex, if you're listening to this again, dude.
DJ Felly Fells.
Alex, I just want to say, I miss you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy your fucking trip. Did you see the picture? Did he send you a picture of what he fucking made?
Yeah, his little pipe he carved.
Yeah.
Man, white people in here whittling, nigga.
Alex, man, I could not do that.
Oh, shit. That nigga's just chilling by a campfire, whittling a pipe.
Damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
He's always making something, even when he's not around fucking technology and shit.
Yeah, he's always building something, dude. He's always got a project.
Gotta get that dry.
Yep. Anyways.
Yo, so, J. Cole album drop, Mac Miller album drop, Yeezus drop, Jay-Z got paid from all of that.
Oh, yeah. Jay-Z produced Mac Miller?
From all of that. I'm pretty sure.
Jay-Z produced Mac Miller?
I don't think he produced. No, he doesn't produce any Mac Miller shit. But, nigga, that nigga's gotta get money from that somehow. That nigga, he's getting shit from Kanye and J. Cole, without a doubt. Because Def Jam and fucking Roc Nation and shit.
True.
But, you guys hear about the new fucking kid? Northwest? That's the kid's name, nigga. Northwest.
I haven't heard
Richer than us.
Oh, really? I heard about him.
Yep.
I heard of him. He was
Kanye's kid's
Twitter.
Name is North.
He was what?
He was trending on Twitter for a while.
Really? Yeah.
I saw Northwest. I was like,
yeah, it's like, what the hell is that? Yeah.
Oregon?
Yeah. Oregon? Northwest. So he's supposed to be pretty dope or what?
It's a girl.
Hey, yo, RIP Lil Snoop.
Yeah, who is that motherfucker?
Yeah, who is that?
I have no idea.
Damn. That shit was trending on my Twitter, and I knew that half those motherfuckers didn't listen to one.
I didn't even know he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you know Lil Snoop, but you don't know Dragon Ball Z, or going Super Saiyan, or what was
that
the other one?
Funny as
that is funny.
There's a lot of things that, like, you didn't know.
I remember we were playing that one game. Yeah. I remember we were playing this game and this nigga knew half the characters. I was like, what the fuck? Pistols and palm trees.
Anyways, it's a podcast. We should probably wrap it up, huh?
It's a wrap, rap.
It's a wrap. Yeah, we got enough.
We had the faux two on Paco Cinco. Pato Cinco. Yep. Epo Cinco.
Epo Cinco.
Oh, there we go. We like it after
Cinco.
A while.
Peace, bitches. Epo Cinco.
Later, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So how much you got there? How much did you buy?
I bought an 8, bro.